Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries Representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And I'm coming to you with another Signs of the Times audio. Just a short time of reflecting on some of the things happening in our age. And we understand that the things we see today, by and large, are not fulfillments of biblical prophecy. That is, if they relate to things that are prophesied to happen in the tribulation. That is not being fulfilled today. I believe the coronavirus, for instance, is not fulfilling Bible prophecy. But if you're watching my online Bible study series about prophetic lessons from the coronavirus crisis, you know that I believe it's a foreshadow. It's setting the stage. It's a sign of the times. We're seeing glimmers of signs that are going to be fulfilled out ahead of us in the tribulation, but we're seeing them even here in our age, or to change the metaphor slightly, we're seeing their shadows fall back in our age even before the rapture. And so we're seeing these signs of the times, but we're not seeing fulfillment of these types of prophecies that relate to the end time tribulation. However, we are seeing fulfillment of prophetic statements related to the church age itself. Now, most of these type of statements relate to general trends and things that, while perhaps increasing as we move toward the end of the church age, could characterize much, if not all, of the church age or vast centuries of the church age. But perhaps we see them or even sense them, feel them more acutely in our day as we move near the very end of the church age. Now, how does all this relate to what's happening right now? Well, someone asked me over the weekend what I think of all that's happening in our world, and I said I view it as telescopic. And I'm going back here to the coronavirus crisis, the economic collapse that sort of pulled out of the coronavirus crisis, then the violence, the rioting, the looting that sort of stretched out of the economic collapse, and then finally the Supreme Court decision, a disastrous decision that will have far-reaching effects throughout our culture and upon Christian ministries and Christians for years to come until the Lord returns. And that decision that was released a week ago today relates to the Civil Rights Act, and reading the Civil Rights Act or portions of the 1964 Civil Rights Act as applying not simply to gender, but to gender identity, not simply to the sex that you are born with, male or female, but to sexual behavior, sexual orientation. And I'm not going to offer any more comment on that, because you can find lots of really valuable and good commentary on that from all kinds of perspectives, be it legal, cultural, biblical. And I'm not going to focus on that, but I'm just simply saying it's another piece of the telescope that stretches out, and these things have all unfolded. Now, is this some vast conspiracy? Is there someone behind the curtain pulling all the levers and bringing all these things to pass? Well, of course, we know that Satan has been given authority over the world, over the age, under God, for God's purposes for this time. And he goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. And we are to resist him steadfast in the faith. But humanly speaking, is this some vast kind of conspiracy? No, I'm not saying that at all. I don't think there's any one person or a group of people that decided that 2020 was going to see these things happen in this succession, in this way. Now, it's rather convenient they have happened that way in an election year, isn't it? And I'm not saying I can explain all of this or explain all of it away, but I'm saying it doesn't have to be a conspiracy. There are various people at various levels and strata of society who were ready and waiting and ready to seize upon each of these things as they happened. And obviously, as they saw them happening and developing, they could manipulate the circumstances to some extent and create this telescopic effect. Now, when I say a telescopic effect, is there anything in the Bible that might shed light on such a thing happening? I think there is. And I think what we're seeing is actually fulfilling the words of the Apostle Paul, which relate not to the future tribulation, but to the current church age. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, he said, "All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." And then notice verse 13, he said, "But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." It's almost as if you get the idea there will be an exponential explosion of persecution, evil, seduction, deceit, deception. And it will build one thing upon another and feed upon itself. And I think there we could almost say we're seeing, and I certainly think that right now we're seeing this type of thing being fulfilled. And frankly, I don't know the future. I'm not predicting the future, not setting any dates, not guaranteeing what will happen. But personally, I fear and I expect that we're going to see this telescope continue to unfold, particularly between now and the November election here in the United States. Now, I'm very sad to say that that's what our society has come to, and that these are the things that we need to endure right now. But the question for the real Christian then is actually, how do we respond in a time like this? What do we do with this? And I think here we see another prophetic statement, if you will, that regards the current church age and what will happen in it. And it also counsels us as how to respond. The Lord is going to judge our reaction to this time in which we're living. And 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 tells us that we're going to be tested. And that's why I've said we're facing telescopic tests right now. In fact, he says the genuineness of our faith, that faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, Peter wants it to be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation, the unveiling of Jesus Christ. And therefore, even in testing, even in this time of trial, we can greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Verse 6. The Lord God is testing us. He's testing us. He's testing our faith to show its genuineness. He's testing the church. I think there are some, sadly, who will fail this test. There are some professing Christians who will fail this test. We want to be those who succeed through the test, who show our faith to be genuine, and in so doing have an impact upon all those around us in the culture, who show that our faith is indeed much more precious than gold that perishes, who show a response through the test that will earn eternal rewards at the judgment seat of Christ, because it has helped others as well as enduring for ourselves. And this could be, folks, a whole sermon or more. I'm just tonight sharing a thought that I'd like to leave with you to meditate on. We are facing a situation that many have said it's unprecedented. It's unknown territory in so many ways. And yet for the Christian, it's a test related to our short time on this earth. But through this time, we have a tremendous opportunity. Have you noticed that people are asking questions right now? They are interested. They want to know what is happening from a biblical and prophetic perspective. And we want to be able to share that with them. Well, if I can be of help to you or answer any questions, please contact me. You can do that right here through my page on Sermon Audio. You can send me an email at pscharf@foi.org. And I'd love to hear your thoughts of what you think is happening right now in our culture, maybe questions that you have about it that would help me to know how to prepare as I speak to you in the future. And in the meantime, dear friend, may God bless you, strengthen you, and encourage you, and use you for this time in which He has placed us to serve Him. Thank you for listening.